from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a collapsed landing gear is the apparent cause of a deadly plane crash near Phoenix involving a jet owned by Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil. One person was killed in the Monday afternoon crash at Scottsdale Airport, with a fire department spokesperson saying three people were taken to hospitals, two with life-threatening injuries. TMZ reporting Neil was not on the plane. However, his girlfriend was and is currently in the hospital with broken ribs. Prices are rising. New Jerseyans, President Trump, with the stroke of a pen, mandated a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum products coming into the country. And he was very clear while speaking from the Oval Office that more items would be hit with tariffs soon.
We'll be talking about other subjects like cars. We'll be talking about drugs and pharmaceuticals. We'll be discussing chips. And we're going to be doing some other things in addition to that.
Tariffs have long been a part of Trump's economic strategy dating back to his first term as president. Winter storm watches have been upgraded to warnings for some New Jersey counties as the storm approaches the Garden State, but a half a foot of snow is expected to drop in New Jersey the next 48 hours. Winter storm warnings are issued for Atlantic, Cape May, and Cumberland counties. Winter weather advisories issued for Monmouth, Ocean, Burlington, Camden, Mercer, and other counties. Another sinkhole is again causing issues on Route 80 in Morris County, and it's the identical spot where the first one appeared in December.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's dangerous. Someone that can fall in, die, you never know. So might as well close the highway and take control.
The first sinkhole, the one that caused traffic nightmares for days in Wharton at exit 34 off Route 80, opened up due to an old abandoned iron mine. It was filled in and repaved, but the DOT says drivers spotted the center lane buckling early Monday morning. So they shut it down, all the eastbound lanes, detouring traffic to Route 15. The DOT says the road will remain closed until further notice. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We start off your Tuesday morning with cold temperatures, teens and 20s through most of the state here. Skies are going to turn cloudy and we'll only see highs reach the mid-30s, and then our next winter storm moves in. Snow is going to arrive in South Jersey starting late this afternoon. Brunt of the storm will be this evening as snow spreads statewide and becomes steadier. So road conditions go downhill through the evening hours. It's going to taper off early tomorrow morning, all done by daybreak tomorrow. Lows in the upper 20s. Peaks of sun tomorrow before our next storm moves in tomorrow night. More sloppy weather. That one, though, is going to be mainly wet for the Garden State. New Jersey weather made possible by Lolligon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lolligon 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86 or online at lolligon.com.
Right now, Rockaway, 17 degrees. It's 22 in Franklin, Beach Haven, 29. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.